Tony. How are you finding university?
Hi, Sue. I love it, but it's tough at times. The project I'm working on now, for instance, has been particularly challenging.
Oh, really? Why? I thought you had it all under control. You're doing the Industrial Revolution, aren't you? I know you've always loved machines and industry.
Well, yes, I have. But I started to get overloaded by the amount of material available online. So although the Industrial Revolution is something I'm really interested in, I decided I'd look at the Victorian era instead. You know, the late 19th century. I wanted to focus on the fight of women to be treated equally in that period.
Okay, right. Well, I think you'll find that far from boring.
Absolutely. But I discovered several others had already chosen that topic, so it just wasn't possible. Then I thought about family life post-1945.
That's great. I'm doing changes in family values at the end of the 20th century. Perhaps we can see if we can collaborate.
Well, that would have been good. But as I did that at school, I thought it might be a bit tedious, you know, researching the same topic twice. So I reconsidered.
And?
Well, I've always found the subject of the monarchy a bit dull, as you know, but I thought I'd give that a go. With the right angle, I think it could be really motivational. I'll question their relevance in the modern world.
You won't catch me choosing a topic like that. I remember studying kings and queens at school, and let's just say it's not something I'll be doing again. I just can't get inspired by it. So, what else are you doing?
Well, I want to look at the effect learning has on those who are extremely poor. I had my doubts at first, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's feasible.
I think that's a great idea, Tony. Good luck.